So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Uvachol Kinuyin Hare Elu Chayavim. If Edom made a false shvuah to Edus, even with a Kinuy, with one of the lesser names of Hashem, they were liable for a carbon. The Gemara asks from a contradicting Brisa, which says that regarding shvuah to Edus, the Edom are not liable for a shvuah with a Kinuy, but only for a shvuah with the divine name, based on Gzer Shavah from Saita to shvuah to Edus. The Pasuk of Saita states, Veshbiya Akoinis Isha Beshvuah to Allah. Yitna Hashem Eischa La'Allah Ulushvua. And the Pasuk of Shvua Se'edah states, V'shamukal Allah, Im lo yagid v'nasa avaynak. Ma'alahal and Shvua, Afkan Shvua. Just like regarding Seita, the word Allah refers to a Shvua because the Pasuk there states V'hishbiya. So to regarding Edus, one is liable only through a Shvua. And Ma'alahal and B'shem, Afkan B'shem. Just like regarding Seita, the Shvua is made only with the divine name, not with a Kinuy, because the Pasuk there states, Yitna Hashem Eischa. So to regarding Edus, one is liable only if the Shvua is made with the divine name, not with a Kinuy. Abaya answers, Loi kasha. This indeed a machlekes. The Braisa follows Reb Chanina bar Idi, who says in a different Braisa regarding Shvuah Se'edus, B'chala Kinuyin Potter. While our Mishnah is the Rabbanan, who hold regarding Shvuah Se'edus, B'chala Kinuyin Chayev. And according to the Rabbanan, there is no Gzeres Shavim Saita, and the source that for Edus one is liable only B'shvuah is from the Pasuk B'shama called Allah, and Ain Allah Ela B'shvuah. The word Allah means with a Shvuah. As the Pasuk of Saita states, V'shbiya Koinas Ish B'shvuah to Allah. And the Edom are liable even for a shvuah that does not have an Allah, a curse, because the Pasuk states, V'shama koil Allah. The superfluous word koil teaches, V'shama Allah, V'shama koil. Remember, it proceeds with a discussion of the following words. Or, amen, loy, hein. Or, by nidui, by klala, by shvuah. The word or may refer to either excommunication, or to a curse, or to an oath, depending on the circumstances. Amen, by shvuah, by kabbal's dvarim, by hamanas dvarim. The word amen may refer to either accepting an oath, or accepting a tznai, a stipulation, or when one hears a tefillah or bracha, he should answer amen to show his willingness of its fulfillment. Lav shvuah, hein shvuah. V'huda amen lav trezimni, v'huda amen hein trezimni. If one makes a statement and repeats the word lav twice, or hein twice, this is considered a shvuah. The previous Mishnah mentioned in Machlekes regarding mekal b'kinoi, blaspheming one of the lesser names. Hamekal b'kulin chayiv de remeir, v'chacham patron. If one blasphemes a kinoi, Remeir holds he's liable, Acham holds he's not liable. As the Brice elaborates, Remeir holds Mekal b'kinuyin chayiv misa, because the Pasuk of Megadim states, Ish, ish ki yikal elikas, mikal makam. One is liable for misa for all kinuyin, all of Hashem's lesser names as well, because elikav is one of the kinuyin. While Acham holds Hashem meyuchad b'misa, v'al kinuyin b'azhar. One is liable for misa only for blaspheming the Shem HaMefayrish, and one only transgresses the lav of Elikim Lisekal for blaspheming one of the lesser names. The Mishnah proceeds with a second Machlekes Remeir v'Chacham regarding Kinuyin. Hamakal of v'imay b'kulin chayiv de Remeir v'Chacham patron. If one curses his father or mother with a kinuy, Remeir holds he is liable, while the Chacham who are Reminach and Rebbe Yitzi hold he is not liable, because the Pasuk of Megadim states, B'nek for shame yumas. The superfluous word shame teaches the makal of v'imoy shein lechayev atcheikal lem b'shem. The Mishnah continues, the makal atzmei v'chaver b'kulon oiva b'leisase. If one curses himself or someone else with a kinoy, he is liable for a lav for which he gets malchus. As the Gemara explains, the source for the lav of makal atzmei is in the pasuk rakesham l'chosh ma'navash chuma'oid and kamokim shnema hishama pen v'al eina elo leisase. And the source for the lav of makal chaveroi is in the pasuk l'sakal cherish. And Rashi cites the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin that from the Pasuk, B'nasi ba'amcha leistar, we learn, Kol shu ba'amcha, any member of Kal Yisrael. The Mishnah concludes as follows, Yakcha Hashem Elikim, b'chein Yakcha Elikim, zuhui Allah haksuv b'tayra. If the Tevea told the Edom a Pasuk that mentions Hashem's retribution, that if they do not testify, they will be likewise punished, this is considered an Allah, which is considered a term of a Shvua, and if the Edom made a Kfira, they are liable for a carbon. Al Yaakov v'varchacha v'yetiv lach, Remeir mechayev acham patron. If the Tevea told the Edom that if they do testify, they will not be punished, or that they will be rewarded, which implies that if they do not testify, they will be punished, there's a machlekes. Remeir holds the Edom are liable, because mechlal lav at shemehen. We do imply a positive, an oynish, from the negative, no oynish. Therefore, this is considered a shvua. While the Chacham hold the Edom are not liable because less lehu mechalav atash mehen. We do not imply a positive from the negative, and therefore this is not considered a shvuah. The Gemara asks, however, that in our Mishnah, Remeir holds that we do say mechalav atash mehen. But regarding Tanai, Remeir holds that we do not say mechalav atash mehen, because Remeir requires Tanai kafel, and the person makes a stipulation he must repeat both the positive and negative. Apparently, Remeir holds that we do not imply a positive from the negative. After some discussion, the Gemara concludes, Ki lesle b'mamayna, b'isura isle. Regarding monetary matters, as in the case of Tanai, Rameya holds that we do not say Mechalal Avat Hashemei Hen. However, regarding prohibitions, as in the case of Shvua, Rameya holds that we do say Mechalal Avat Hashemei Hen. Hanulach Perek Shvua Se'edis, Rav Baruch completed the fourth Perek of Masechta Shvuas, and will now begin the fifth Perek Shvua Se'pikadim Be'ez Hashem. Thak the Mishnah. Shvuas Ha'pikadim Noheges Ba'anashim U'banashim Berchaikim U'bekraven B'kshem U'bepsulim. A shomer, a guardian, who swore falsely regarding an item he was safeguarding, becomes liable for a carbon asham gzeilis, regardless of whether he was a man or a woman, a stranger, or relative of the owner. The Mishnah continues, however, a mayor holds that there is a distinction between pi'atzmai, if the shomer made the shvua on his own, and a pi'acherim, if the owner placed the shvua upon the shomer. As follows, b'fnei bezdin, v'shalei b'fnei bezdin, v'pi'atzmai u'mepi'acherim, ein chayv ad sheikhveren b'bezdin divri emeir. If the Shemim made the Shvua on his own, he's always liable, regardless of whether his kefir was inside or outside Bezdin. However, Mepiachayim in Chayoven at Sheyichvru ben beBezdin. If the owner placed the Shvua upon the Shemir is liable only if his kefir was inside Bezdin, but is not liable if his kefira was outside Bezdin. Because as the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph explains, Rameya holds, Dun mina u'mina. Once we learn through the Gzeir Shava from Shvuas Eidus that Mepiachayim Chayiv, we also derive from there all other relevant halachas, including the halacha that only Bebezin Chayiv. While the Chacham hold, there is no distinction, and Be Mepiatzme, Be Mepiachayim, Kivin Shekafa Be Chayiv. Regardless of whether the Shema made the Shvua on his own, or through the Teveya, he's liable even if the Kfir was outside Bezin. Because the Chacham hold, Dun Minavu Ki Be'asra. We only utilize the Gzeir Shava from Shvuas Eidus for the specific halacha necessary, in this case, Mepiachayim Chayiv, but all other halachas remain as indicated here, therefore, even Shlei Bebezdin Chayiv. The Mishnah continues, V'chayim al zadin hashvua. Unlike most karbanos which are only brought b'shegig, a shomer is liable for a karban if he swore falsely knowingly. He was completely aware of both that he had the pekat and is making a false shvua, and that this transgression requires a karban. And he's also liable, v'ashegigasa im zadin hapekat. The shomer is liable even if he swore falsely, partially b'shegig, and partially b'mezit. He was aware that he had the pekadin and made a full shavua, but he was not aware that this transgression requires a carbon. U'machayv asadoina, asham bekesav shkalim. And the shomer brings an animal that is worth at least 2 shkalim for the carbon asham gezelis. However, ve'inachayv ashegigasa gredasa. The shomer is not liable for a carbon if he assumed that he swore truthfully, such as he had no recollection of the pekadin at the time, because as Rashi explains, the anasu, since the shvua sheka was ba'inus, this is not considered a full shavua. The remainder of the Mishnah will be discussed in Daf Lamed Ches.